Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Brent Van Houwen as we've reached our favorite time of the year after an awesome night here at the state qualifying meet. Once again, Brent, district champions. Not that we're surprised by that going in. I think a couple events in, it was pretty evident that we'd have another banner showing the remarkable depth of this program and getting a ton of automatic qualifiers as we're recording this just after the list came out. A whole lot host of qualifiers that'll be up at the Blue Oval. First of all, what does it mean to have another district championship? Show the team aspect and really have one more night with the team overall and get ready for next week at state.
Yeah, you know, it was really great. We're really happy for the kids to have that chance. That's our 11th district title in a row. Like Coach Cutler and I both said right after the meet, it doesn't get old because it's different groups of kids every year. Even though we have a few kids, you know, roll over from year to year, there's always, you know, 10 or 15 new ones every year. And to see their excitement still last night, when they got the banner, it's pretty fun to see that. So just really happy for the kids, performed very well. Were great teammates last night, a lot of encouragement going on. So yeah, it was just great to see that. And as we roll into the last week, I think we're in a good place and where we want to be.
Well, and with how the state meet is structured, Brent, so much is emphasized on individual events and how they can score to build the team score. You've talked to me over the years about how the district meet really is a special opportunity to showcase the aspect of the team of track and field. And of course, the program you've built has been surrounded by the fact that we always want to have the best team regardless of how state goes.
Yeah, you know, we had a few, you know, we had a lot of firsts and seconds and thirds last night, but we had a couple fifths, a couple sixths, you know, and those guys are just as important to the team because those guys are scoring those points that that help us win that district title. So yeah, everybody's got a place and everybody's got an important part to the team, and it's just fun to see that over the years, continue to do that, and all those guys, you know, a handful of them knew, yeah, probably not going to qualify for state, but I can help the team do this, and that's really cool to see that the kids get excited for those kids, especially if they have a PR, even if they finish fifth or sixth and they get a PR, everybody's excited for that, and just, yeah, real important aspect of our team.
Well, and now let's not sell ourselves short, Brent, that we will still have a very much a full team headed up to Drake Stadium between the alternates and those who are starting qualifying once again in nearly every single event, regardless of the field or the track event. And a bus will be headed back up to Des Moines. Let's start there. How exciting is it to know once again that we are going to be littering the Blue Oval with green and white and black and having a great opportunity to showcase this program in a variety of things?
Yeah, it's certainly a fun weekend because there's really no downtime when you're in almost every event. We're just missing one event this year. So yeah, I mean, it's one thing after another, and between the boys and the girls, there's something going on all the time on the track, so, and in the field. So yeah, it's a special weekend for our kids. And like I said, there's no downtime. I know some coaches talk about, oh, I got 2 hours before our next one. So I'm glad we don't have that. I'm glad we just keep rolling, because my anxiety and caffeine won't keep me going if I had to have a big break. So yeah, it's exciting for our kids, and yeah, like I said, we're excited to see what happens.
Definitely keep this broadcaster and photographer going, as it does every single year. It's why it's one of my favorite things to do each year. We're here with Brent Van Houwen, head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, and now we're talking state meet turkey. The 3A field is set. We knew coming into the season it was going to be very strong. There are a couple really big horses sitting out there for the trophy race. Last year, of course, was a race to the finish Saturday afternoon. I don't know quite yet, Brent, what that looks like, just because we're in the shadow of seeing what the field looks like, but definitely as your guys try to contend for their goal, their preseason goal of winning a state title, it won't come easy. There's gonna be some excellent teams in competition up there.
Yeah, outstanding again this year. I think I said it earlier this year with you, I thought last year was by far best state meet in my 22 years as a head coach, and I foreseeable, if the weather's decent and everybody's healthy, this year's going to outdo that. There's just so much depth across the state from so many teams. Like I said, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams can score a lot of points just depending on how things, you know, shake out and stuff. But we're excited about where we've positioned ourselves. You know, some of those events that are finals only, getting into those fast heats is really important, and we did that. So yeah, I think we're where we need to be, and seating wise, And yeah, we'll find out what some of the other teams do. Always a few surprises from other teams, what they do. And as you start to hear about a few injuries for a couple different teams, it does make a big difference. So yeah, we're excited about where we're at and what we can possibly do, but still got to go out and do it.
Well, and of course, for our listeners' sake, the teams out there that will be in contention, Western Dubuque clearly with what Quentin Nauman is going to be accomplishing head-to-head with Kane and Dunham. Gilbert is having a really, really strong season, and then we can list a whole host of teams beyond those two, Brent, who are all going to be fighting for those top three spots.
Yeah, like you said, Western Dubuque, obviously, you know, they can score 60-plus. Clear Creek Amana, Clear Lake, Waverly Shell Rock, like you mentioned, Gilbert. I think Gilbert's probably the favorite right now, just because they're gonna have a good chance to double score in several things and have enough good relay stuff that they can score well. I would say they're probably the favorite on paper right now. But yeah, I put ourselves, you know, right in those top, you know, five teams, and anything can happen. Like you saw last year, there's five teams within 6 points of each other when it came down to it on the last day. So, I foresee that possibly happening again. I'm sure there's always a chance someone overachieves as a team, and it happens every year where some team comes and does outstanding, and it's kind of a surprise. So maybe that'll be us this year. Maybe we'll overachieve and do even better than what we're hoping to. But yeah, we're excited about where we've positioned ourselves. Kids know what they need to do. They had very good business attitude last night of like, we need to do this, we need to get in fast heats, we need to run these times to make that happen. And they did a great job doing that.
And of course, for our listeners' sake too, I mean, in terms of going into state, we know who the big heavy hitters are. Kane and Dunham, that's a name we've heard. Harrison Mullins, both of them expecting to have big weekends. Of course, your hurdle group. But beyond that, Coach, the exciting thing is because you're in 20 of 21 events, try to scatter the rest and see where you can get a 2-3 points here or there. Obviously, your 4x8 also should be a lot of fun. I want to mention another heavy hitter. But beyond those four things, Brent, the fun part is there's a whole lot of things to be scored out there with how our lineup looks.
Yeah, our distance med last night and our 4x4 came up huge. They're both top five, you know, seeded going in, had big PR, especially the D-Med had a big PR on the season. And 4x4 was right at our PR for the season with three different guys in it. So, yeah, those two relays right there have positioned themselves to, you know, have a shot of scoring a few points. And sometimes that's the difference in being third and being first. So, yeah, really excited about those groups. Sprint medley getting in the fast heat's always big because that's a challenging event. A lot of sticks in a short period of time. It's like the 4x1, 4x2. Just a lot of stuff can happen, and just getting into that fast heat is important. So, yeah, all those things. Mason Gulke in the 800, he just keeps getting a little bit stronger every meet the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So he's another one. Jonah Ebersol in the mile. I think he's going in seated probably eighth or ninth, but he's another one that could sneak us a couple points. And all those ones and two points really add up fast if you do it over five or six events. So, yeah, we're kind of looking, like I said, the heavy hitters, they need to do what they need to do. But we got a lot of other stuff that can score a few points for us and will add up fast for us.
Regardless, hope it's a fantastic weekend. And if things go really well, Brent, hopefully we've got fire trucks making their way into graduation. That's head coach of the Pella Boys track and field team, Brent Van Houwen. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, can't wait to see you at the Blue Oval.
Thanks for having me again.